Good morning. High pressure locked in across interior New York and New England brought clear skies and light winds to the area overnight. And after sunset, temperatures dropped off quickly in many locations. Readings dropped back into the 20s this morning, even some lower 20s with a hard freeze. That same high pressure will dominate the weather through the day today, and with full sunshine, we'll have a quick rebound back through the 30s and 40s. And with a bit of a southerly wind flow developing, we'll see temperatures push into the mid-50s on average for afternoon highs. A disturbance currently moving into the Midwest and through the Great Lakes tonight will head in our direction, and as a result, clouds will be on the increase overnight. This will keep temperatures up overnight and not nearly as cold, with readings back into the lower and mid-40s on average for overnight temperatures. It will stay dry through the night, and even into the day tomorrow, with the approach of that disturbance, a southwesterly wind flow will push temperatures into the lower 60s on average, despite cloudy periods mixed with a little bit of sunshine. The first raindrops will arrive after dark Wednesday night, but a better chance of a steadier rain as that system moves through during the day on Thursday. Still, high temperatures will reach to about 60 degrees. Then, behind this disturbance on Friday, we'll go back to full sunshine and a stiff northwest breeze bringing in much cooler air with high temperatures back into the upper 40s. Temperatures will moderate over the weekend with high pressure dominating. It will be dry with a mix of sun and clouds. Both days will be in the lower 50s before we go back to the mid-50s with mostly sunny skies on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, weak upper-level energy crossing the northwest will keep rain and higher elevation snow in the forecast today, mainly along the favorable terrain of the Pacific Northwest, Northern California, and the Intermountain region. Snow will be possible in the highest elevation. Meanwhile, a low-pressure system lifting northeast through southern Canada will drag a cold front through much of the central United States over the next couple of days. Prior to the front passing through, temperatures across the central and eastern part of the country will be well above normal. Afternoon highs may climb as high as 20 to 30 degrees above normal, particularly from the central plains to the Ohio Valley. Showers and thunderstorms will develop along the boundary, spanning from the southern plains to the Great Lakes during the day Wednesday. At Mount Washington this morning, 110 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 30 degrees with a west wind at 14 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 9 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 10 miles visibility in fog, 27 degrees, the dew point 24, 89% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.34 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 13 at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 50s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy with highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 50 degrees, the low 29, the average temperature 40, that's 5 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 2.90 inches for the month of October, which wound up 78 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 28.53 inches for the year, which is 4.60 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 25 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 388 for the month, and 455 for the season, which is 190 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 54 degrees, the average low, 35. The record high, 78, set in 1950, and the record low, 22, in 1964. Sunrise this morning, 7:30 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:47 p.m. 10 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny skies today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 40s. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 50s. Increasing and thickening clouds tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny skies today, pleasant, with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we'll have cloudy periods mixed with sunshine from time to time, remaining dry and mild in the lower 60s. A good chance of rain, otherwise cloudy skies on Thursday near 60. Mostly sunny, breezy, and much cooler weather building in on Friday, staying in the middle to upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds both weekend days, lower 50s for both Saturday and Sunday. And more sunshine is in the forecast for Monday, with high temperatures pushing back into the middle 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.